When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To receive a filled cylinder or swap your empty one, regular safety checks will be in place. Say a bisam will say more gas. I say dear gasaba, gasaba. Switch from firewood and charcoal to gas for a better and healthier life. This message is brought to you by the National Petroleum Authority and the Ministry of Energy.
There are moments in life when you're just so scared and you feel like just giving up. But Dino Milk is saying, we know that you can do it. Believe in yourself and then go for it. Go for it. Nourish Mental. That is your Dino Milk.
Oh. Choose nourishment. Choose Dino Milk Whole Cow. Your nutritious instant powdered milk.
Dino Milk. Go for it.
This advert is FDA approved.
Seven FM.
Bye-bye. I'm living proof that he'll do what he gotta do to get to you. Very good morning to all of you tuned in and listening to us right here on Joy 99.7 FM. My name is Adam Knight Tay. Glad to always be here. Last week I couldn't make it. So for all of you who are waiting for the show, sincere apologies. It was just one of those difficult moments. You woke up and you realized that you weren't feeling well and you couldn't do anything. But thank God we have strength. And today we're here. Thank you all so very much for joining us. Joy 99.7 FM Home Affairs. And Home Affairs is brought to us by Dano Milk. Choose Dano Milk. Choose nourishment. Choose Dano Milk. Dano Milk, go for it. And Vitamilk, indeed, a nutritious beverage that feels good anywhere, anytime. So those of us who have had to send our children back to school this month, right? Have they settled in school? Just wanting to find out. Have they settled? How is it going? Those of you who owe fees, have you finished paying? Or there's still more you have to pay? Whichever way, I pray that God grants you grace because it is not easy at all. I know how it feels. Four teenagers and they are all in school, so you can imagine. And now some of the very little ones, the toddlers, I hear some of their fees now are like university fees, you know. So whichever way, I pray for grace for you, that God will continue to provide for you. It's an assignment he has given us with the children, and we need his provision and his guidance to be able to give very good account of ourselves when the time comes. So more vim to all of you. And may the good Lord continue to bless the work of your hands. Am I hearing amen somewhere? Yeah, may he continue to bless the works of our hands. So, we're on to our conversation this morning. And we have a very interesting one coming up. This conversation, I really want to learn from it. Because in my case, right, before I said Jack, they were already there. You're trying to control it. Oh no, this one is just for we and our friends. And before you know it, they are there. And so we're asking, are your children on social media? Is it a bad place for kids to be? And my question also is, kids what age? Children what age? At what age is it appropriate to allow your children to be on social media? Are there platforms that are very safe for them? Because the social media platforms, they are a lot and they keep coming up every day. So is it a safe place for them? Are there specific ones that we as parents can say that, oh, when your child is between this age and that age, this one is safe and they can be there? If there are scammers on the platform, there are people who are trying to lure them into doing, you know, things that are untold, or people who want to harm them are on these platforms and they are lurking around. How do you even find them? How do you identify them? How do we guide them? Yesterday, I was having a conversation with one of our guests. I will introduce him to you very soon. And he says that there are lots of, you know, control tools over there. Then my other question was, I agreed. But most of us parents don't even know. We can't even juggle the platforms. You don't really know your way around the place. All you know is that you're on Facebook. You have a content you think it's good to post. You post. That's basically it, you know. So you don't have the know-how yourself. How are you guiding your child through it? And these are the conversations we want to have, because like it or leave it, they are there. my children come to tell me that their friends said they've sent me friend requests. I'm like, why do your little friends want to be my friend on social media? I'm not accepting them, you know. So you want to have these conversations so that we parents, I mean, we see things on social media, and sometimes you as an adult, you are even scared. And you're wondering, must my child be here? And like I said, now they have access to the internet. A lot of their assignments, Google Classroom, and you necessarily need internet to access it. What if they veer into other places? All of these things, and how do we keep them safe? We've heard stories where children have been abducted because of their activities on social media. So how do we protect our children on these platforms? So my guest this morning, they are well vexed in the area. I have Paul Agawu Kakraba. He's the technical director, MLL Technologies Limited. And I also have Charity Akpabe. Charity is a digital consultant and founder of Black Tech
Lead.
Okay. Black Tech Lead. We have one of Ghana's favorite family joining us today. Of course, without mommy. Ochiamen Kwame and his children are joining us as well. So we're in for a good conversation. Interestingly, my guests are parents too. And so they will be speaking in their capacities as people who know and understand those platforms and also as parents. Now you know that we are in very good hands. So good morning to you, Paul. Good morning to you, Charity. And Bra Kwame and your children, good morning to you as well.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
How are you? I want your names.
Oh, please, my name is Sir.
Your name is Sir. As in spelled S-I-R?
Yes, please.
Oh, wow. And why is your sister, is she the older one or you are the older one?
He wishes.
He's older.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Santi, like Asante without the A.
Oh, wow. So Santi and Sir, good to have you on Home Affairs this morning.
Thank you very much.
Daddy, how are you?
Daddy is hanging in here.
And where is mommy though?
Yeah, she's somewhere.
Around the house.
In the house.
Okay, great. Now let me start with Paul and Charity. Please let me hear your voices. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Great.
How are you too?
I am well, thank you.
Good.
Vim Day, Energy Day. And you, Charity?
Yes, I'm doing very, very well.
Great.
Great to be here too.
Ah, happy to have you. Now, I understand that Sir and Santi, they will be leaving us very soon. So I'd like to start quickly with them. Okay. Sir and Santi, can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Okay, great. So tell me, you have social media accounts?
Yes, please, we do.
On which platforms?
Okay, Santi, start.
I have Snapchat, I have Instagram, I have Threads, Twitter, Facebook.
All of these. And TikTok as well.
Yes, please.
Same with you, sir?
No, please.
Okay.
I or TikTok. So what I have is, I have YouTube, I have Instagram, and I have Telegram.
Okay. So question is, why the different platforms? I thought you were okay.
So in my case, there's platforms that I just don't like, maybe the interface of, or the vibe on it. So for example, instead of TikTok, I will use Snapchat Spotlight. or YouTube Shorts. I think it's just a matter of preference, really.
Okay. And how long have you guys been on social media?
I started using my social media about maybe a year ago.
And you were about how old?
I was about 12.
Okay. And you, sir?
Maybe about a year or two ago as well. I was about 13, 14.
Okay, great.
But I've been on Instagram all my life, and my mother managed my account.
All your 14 years of living on Earth.
Yes.
Okay, when you say your mother manages your account, it means that everything, it's your mother who posts stuff on your Instagram page, or you do as well?
Oh, she posts stuff on the Instagram page, right? I have a little power over there.
You have little power over there. But the other platforms, you solely control them.
Yes, please.
Okay, now let me get into what I am interested in. What conversations did you have with your parents before starting your social media platforms?
I'm going to take this one.
Yes.
Yes, I'm still listening.
So when we're starting social media,
mm-hmm.
you know, you'll get the average parent talk. Don't go and do anything bad. If you do something bad, I'll catch you. But also, we were notified of the dangers of social media, certain things that are untoward on social media.
Mm.
And when we first got it, we got it like restricted, like heavily restricted. Okay. Then they let loose the rules a little, because as daddy likes to say, rules are for fools. So every time we mess up on the social media, the restrictions come back, for example. But we basically got a talk about the dangers and how best to moderately use it without hurting ourselves.
Okay, so what made you decide that you wanted to be on social media? Because you go to school, right? You have you have your friends you interact with. I'm mm-hmm. sure you have social lives as well. You probably go out to play and all of those things. You go for service maybe, and you have friends all over. So mm-hmm. what was the need for social media for you and at your ages when you started it?
Me personally, mm-hmm. I wanted social media because I saw all my friends having it and they could talk to people when they are not in school. And also me, I find personal interactions awkward, so I like talking to people on text.
Wow.
I mean, yes.
You find personal interactions awkward?
Yes, I'm quite shy.
Oh. You can't be your chubby Kwame Nanike's daughter and be shy. Yeah, okay, that's
good. I need to try too.
What did you say, sir?
No, mommy is also shy. I think that's where she gets it from.
Hey, really?
Mm-hmm.
I see. I'm going to have a conversation with mommy and find out if she's truly shy. Because she and I, we don't vibe on a shy level.
You are her buddy.
Ajay. Okay, so you tell me. You said you had talks about some of the... Okay, what has the experience been like so far?
On social media?
Mm-hmm.
Good times, bad times.
Okay.
So, I have a lot of fun on social media. I use it mainly for entertainment.
Mm.
But the thing that particularly stands out to me is, I remember someone had reported my Instagram account, I think, when I was a child, not knowing that it's my mother that manages it. They thought my 12-year-old self was managing it.
Oh.
So I was holding a phone. Then the Instagram notification popped up, told me to put my age inside. I didn't ask anybody's anything, and I put 12 there.
Oh, dear.
My account. I think I cried for 30 minutes straight. So,
okay.
Good times, bad times.
Mm. At the time, I mean, you had a lot of following?
I think so. Around when I was 12, I had like maybe 90,000, yeah.
Okay, that's quite a number. And yeah, what are some of the good times? That was just one bad time you talked about. What about the others?
Oh, like I told you, I have a lot of fun on social media.
Yeah. Mm.
Talking to my friends, playing chess. Like, I'm a very avid fan of chess, so I have a chess.com account.
Okay.
Play video games. I do all of that.
Okay.
I talk to the boys. The boys group is a social media platform.
I see.
So I have a lot of fun on social media.
That's interesting to note. And how about you? I mean, how about you, Santi?
My bad times on social media, it's basically just when I'm taking the phone to learn or something, and I see a notification and I veer off. That's basically it. Because there's not been anything really bad.
And there's always the temptation of veering off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Two more things. One, to find out, you said you had talks with your parents on some of the dangers of social media. What were some of the dangers you were told, and have you experienced any? And then I also want to find out how this interferes with your studies. Because then you need quite some time on your hands to be able to interact on all the platforms that you two are on, right?
Yes.
And to keep your followers engaged and all that. So two questions. One will be the conversations you had, the dangers that you were told about, and if you have experienced any. And then the second one will be how you're managing that with your studies.
Okay, that's a very loaded question. Let me step by step. Okay, let me start from how I'm managing social media with my studies. My social media is like regulated. I wouldn't say restricted, just regulated by both of my parents. I get, for example, screen time, like an amount of time I'm supposed to be on social media. So we just have an agreement with ourselves that I'll be on social media at this time and I'm learning at this time. Obviously, it is in the nature of man and the nature of a child to be, I don't want to use the word disobedient. So for lack of a better word, disobedient about the thing. So maybe I'll take the phone and hide somewhere and use it. But for the most part, I follow the rule and it helps in my academics. You put the phone down and you learn. If you need to learn with the phone, then you do it honestly. So as for interfering with my social life, I think my parents have done a very good job of dealing with the fact that social media may worry my academics. Now, for the first question.
So you can say that you're not addicted to social media?
I'm not.
He is addicted.
Addicted. Okay, so how do you define addicted? I'm not on it 24/7.
Okay.
But when I'm on it, nobody should worry me. It's that addiction.
You don't have the compulsion to always be there, right?
I think a compulsion, to be completely honest, there will be a compulsion to be on social media at all times.
Wow. But you are able to control it with the help of your parents?
Yes, please.
Okay, great. How about you, Santi? No, you were going on to answer my first question.
Uh-huh. What are some of the things we talked about with respect to social media?
Yeah, and the dangers especially.
So we talked about your run-of-the-mill things, how there's certain sites you shouldn't visit. I don't know if I can say them here. Like pornographic sites,
okay.
And maybe betting sites, etc. Dating sites, all those things. I think we all know what they are. We talked about it, which ties into the earlier question, how screen time will affect
your studies.
And then we talked about how the lights of phones and laptops and being on social media in general can impair cognitive function and basically make you a drone or a slave to the device. Talked about a lot of things like that. So we are managing it as best as we can.
And you haven't been tempted to veer into any of those places, right?
Tempted to veer into any of, I think the temptation is natural on social media. But a great job of not going there.
Oh, I so love your honesty.
Thank
you. How about you, Sainz? Is there anything more you'd like to add?
No, not really. He said everything. So
Are you sure? So far, tell me, what has been your most difficult time on social media, Santi?
I don't want to go into all the details, but...
Okay, I mean, just scratch the surface for me.
I was cyberbullied by someone.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And how was that dealt with?
Mommy bulldozed and screamed and kicked.
Great. And has that made you feel like you don't want to be there anymore?
It did at the time, but not now.
I mean, was the effect on you very bad? Psychologically?
No, please, because I knew the person, so it wasn't that bad.
Okay, but that must be very disappointing for you.
Yes, it was. I shed a couple of tears.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. Okay, I hear you guys have to run off, and so I'm going to let you go. But do you have some final thoughts to share with us before you go?
Oh, Santi and I?
Yes.
Okay.
But let me ask you, you have friends who are on social media?
Me or Santi?
Both of you.
Yes, please, we do.
Do you think they also have the sort of regulations that you guys have at home?
Not all of them, no.
As for the personal home lives of some of my friends, I don't know how qualified I am to comment on it since I am neither the parent.
Per their activities on social media.
Sorry, what?
I didn't hear their activities on social media, because you follow them, right? Would you be able to say that they are also regulated like you are?
See, I understand the question, but there's people that no matter how many regulations they get, they'll go on social media and do something that it's just outside the boundaries their parents set for them. Maybe parents allow it. I can't know, so I can't say for sure whether or not my friends have such regulations. However, most of my friends are older than me.
Okay.
I was a few grades. So even if they do have such regulations, they will be automatically looser as they are.
Great.
I'm more experienced.
Thank you. So you are going to share your final thoughts before I let you to go.
Okay. Well, firstly, this has been very amazing. Thank you for having me here. And my final thoughts are, when the interview was proposed, I had made up my mind early that I'm not going to come here and be the bad guy and tell parents to rock the phones of their children and break their laptops and take the PDS and throw it out of a window. But what I want to say is that parents have complete control over the actions of their children, whether it is in school or in social media or anywhere really. So there are certain measures you can put in place. For example, if the child is using YouTube and is hearing bad words, put him on YouTube Kids or something like that. So it's
your sister doesn't agree.
I don't want to come here and be the bad guy. So in conclusion, we should all be very careful on social media, and parents should watch it very well.
And what advice do you have for your friends, though? I mean, people your age. Oh, Sarah's the network
it
is...
It can be a dangerous place if you make it one.
Thank you very much. And finally from you, Santi.
Thank you.
I'm basically going to repeat what he said, because I agree completely, except the YouTube Kids part. Okay. Some of us are too old for YouTube Kids. You can't put me there and make me watch Peppa Pig all day.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But I mean, from the conversations we have had, I know that your parents are doing a good job by regulating what you're doing on social media and ensuring that you're safe. And that's a good place to start from. So to you, sir, he's just gotten up. And I mean, and congratulations to your parents. You people are well-spoken. Very open-minded, and I would love for us to interact again. Maybe next time you come to the studio and we'll have some other conversations. Would that be okay?
Oh, yes. That would be amazing. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and do have a beautiful day. Yeah, you wanted to say something?
No, I said bye.
Bye. I have totally loved engaging with you. Thank you. Ralph Kwame, you have done a wonderful job, and you and Anika.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
So I will engage my studio guest and I'll come to you.
Okay, I'll be impatient.
Please wait patiently. All right, okay. So let me come to you, Charity and Paul. You have heard, you know, our children. Does that reflect, do you think it reflects where a lot of parents are with their children? Do you think a lot of children have this sort of guidance and regulations when it comes to their activities on social media?
No, I absolutely do not think so. If you look at the kids and you even listen to the way they interact,
mm-hmm.
these are above average kids. Yes, that's one. Two, the parents also are very knowledgeable when it comes to social media.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started right. They made sure they were involved from stage one to where they are now.
Mm.
Okay. The unfortunate thing about parents now is that they don't have time for the kids.
Yeah.
So they just hand over the tablet or they just hand over the phone. Get out of my way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know what these kids are doing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. So with Ochiame Kwame and his wife, they've done an excellent job. In fact, I was just smiling throughout the interaction, you know. And Sir said it all. I mean, from controls to... he just didn't want to snitch on his friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure he knows his friends have been doing certain things.
Exactly.
Yes, that are, you know, not too correct on social media. But we'll get into some of them. Yes.
How about you, Charity?
Yes. So looking at the, you know, the population, the numbers, Ochiame Kwame and the family are just like the very 1% or even less of parents who are able to regulate, whether they are tech savvy or they are not tech savvy, right? So one of the factors could be the time factor. Another thing most important is that the parents don't know. Adam, you already mentioned that. They don't know what to do, like what to tell the children. They don't know which apps the children should be on. They don't know how to set it up. They don't know what type of conversation to have with their children. And it's very real. Very, very real. It's just like maybe 1 or 2% of, you know, parents who know exactly what type of conversations they should have with their children. And I was in that soup before.
Mm.
You know, my daughter just jumped on social media. I didn't have any type of that. And the consequences are very, very real.
They were dying.
Yeah. And then one of the big bombs that, you know, I want to put out there is that TikTok may not even be the number one app that the children are on. They have their ways. So let's get into
ways.
Yes.
Okay. So now let me come to generally finding out.
Yeah.
Social media for children. Is it a safe place? A safe place? And at what age can we introduce them safely to that place? And if you want to introduce them safely to that place, then are there specific safe platforms that we can introduce children to? And then, you know, like we heard from Sarah and his sister, the controls start loosening up as you go, especially so if you end up gaining trust with your parents. So first question is it a safe place at all? And at what age do we even start introducing our children to those?
Okay, so social media can be made safe.
Okay.
It can be made safe, and it depends on the parents. So one, the parents themselves need to appreciate social media to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you talk about social media and all that, computer, internet and things, people think that it is too technical for them to be able to comprehend with. So they just block their brain, you know. But it is very easy. And social media or even the internet itself has a lot of tools that you can use to be able to regulate your children in that space. Parents should be curious a little bit, just a little bit. Even the kind of devices we have, you know, we do certain things that are even beyond being able to comprehend with the parental controls. If you look at typical social media platforms, like let's say Facebook, Instagram, just like Sam mentioned, Snapchat and all that, they have features or tools that you can set up. So for instance, Facebook, you can set up your child under your account and regulate how they use Facebook. You can do same for Instagram. You go to Family Center, Facebook and Instagram, use the Family Center to regulate your children, and you'll be able to monitor and see what they are doing. TikTok, Snapchat, and etc. They all have these parental controls. You see, if you don't allow your kids to get on social media, they may be losing out on certain things.
Okay.
Now, sometimes when you see certain kids and the way they can express themselves, the kind of technology they use, the kind of knowledge they have, it is from some of these things. So you need to be able to regulate it. So as a parent, just ask the right questions. That is one. Understand how these platforms work and how safe they are, or how you can make them safe enough for your children. The other thing you can also do is that, you see, kids are smart. Like you said, we are all parents. I have two boys.
Mm.
The first one is 18. The second one is 14.
Okay.
The 14 guy is very sly. The one is very sneaky. But, you know, for me, maybe what I did was I went too hardcore.
Okay.
Yes. I didn't allow them to have gadgets until after SHS.
Mm.
Even though they could use my phone, they could use their mother's phone.
But they didn't have their own.
You know, the reason being that if I give them their own devices, okay, what they will do is when you're not around, they may be tempted to do other things.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, even though you can put in all the controls, these kids are sneaky.
They can bypass it.
They can bypass some of them. So one of the things you need to do, one, always check the device. Random. Check the device. Take the device and go through it. Go through the gallery. Mm-hmm. Go through anything. Even, and you know, one of the interesting things about social media as well is that, you see, social media engage, the purpose of the platforms is that they want to keep your attention for as long as possible.
Mm.
So they would show you content you are interested in. Okay, so you can even determine your child's interests by just scrolling through their timeline.
Mm.
Just to see what kind of content they are wasting time on. That will tell you a lot. As parents, some parents don't even touch their kids'
phones.
But that is what you need to do.
Mm.
Check the device. And if the kid knows that you will check the device, they'll be measured in what they look at.
Okay. I also asked, what age is appropriate to start introducing your children to these platforms?
So from 13.
Okay.
Yes, 13 is a safe age, you know, from 13. And you can do that in a space of, and most of the platforms advise from 13 to 17.
Okay.
18.
They're on their own.
They can make their own decisions, you know.
Mm.
Yes. So from 13 is fine. Below 13, no.
Okay. Yes. So you wouldn't advise below 13?
I won't advise below 13.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Great. Charity.
Yeah. So I do agree with all the points. Below 12, that's what I will say, because by the time they are 12, they start saying, "Mommy, I'm grown, I can do what." So, you know, they start showing signs of the fact that they can, you know, take care. Yeah, they can be on their own and stuff. Now, there are platforms that parents can use below 13, and we didn't know at first, right? Even though I was very tech savvy, that type of wanting to have that communication and link with the children was not there. It was, I have to admit that was a mistake we made in the past, and we had to pay very, very, very dearly for it. And so for now, the baby, 2 years, and then my 9 year going to 10 year old son, two of them, they have to be on very safe streaming app. One thing that I was saying earlier on was that YouTube is actually the most widely used platform for children, whether teenagers or below. even though we like to think it's TikTok and Snapchat, which are actually the last two or the top three before we go to Instagram and Facebook, right? So I was asking, what could have been the reason the children want to be at a safe space where they cannot encounter their parents, they cannot talk to their parents, and they just want to have their own? And what that means is that most parents are not on Snapchat. Most parents are not even on Instagram, right? Most parents sometimes use YouTube, but not for the purposes that the children use it for. So let me come back to the age. Below 12, please put them on very kid-friendly streaming services because they like to watch cartoons. Sometimes they want to watch gamey type of things, like maybe Captain, you know, those type of things. So you put them on very kid-friendly so things like YouTube Kids, like Sir mentioned. There are also platforms like PBS Kids, there are Khan Academy, some you know, there's one also where they have to play like games, but they are learning too at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, so those are the things that you can do for kids below 12 years.
Okay.
Right. And then when it comes to when they are growing up, mm-hmm. they may want to now interact. Like say,
Paul.
Yeah, like Paul said, it's very, very important, you know, for a child to connect with other people.
Because I was going to ask that. I mean, what really is the need for
your 13-year-old
to be on social media?
Yeah, really? So that was the mistake I was saying. Like, it was wrapped in a mistake too. I wanted my daughter to be like, you know, let's call like global citizenship, right?
Mm.
You want your daughter to interact with people, share with people, you know, hear other people's perspective, listen. But the mistake I made was I didn't help with the onboarding.
Mm.
So when she got there, it was a lot. Yeah, it was thrown at her. And like Santi was saying, the girls are the most target. Right, they target boys with, you know, pornography, games that are very addictive and affect their cognitive. But when it comes to the girls, cyberbullying, extortion of money, go and pick money from your parents. And these are not things in theory on the movies. These are things that actually happen in our home, in my home, in my friends' homes.
Wow.
Yes.
Might you want, I mean, are you comfortable to share what happened?
It will be difficult to go into the details because it was a serious family trauma that affected us a lot.
Wow.
We didn't know until then. So we handed over the PC to my daughter because she was coding at the time. She's into IT. She studies IT at school. She wants to do all the bioinformatics engineering. So she started coding around 13 years and it was cool.
Mm.
But the problem with that was that she was not only coding. And we didn't put any controls at all. Even me being a tech savvy. So imagine somebody who is not tech savvy. So it just started one time where maybe she was showing signs of anxiety. Started, you know, shaky and stuff. But, you know, in Ghana here, the problem, another problem that we faced was that most doctors are not trained to see psychological problems. They always want to treat it. Let's give it para. Let's give it this. Mm-hmm. Let's give it that. It had to take me back to read, understand. I put in the signs, shaky, shouting, and stuff. And I thought it was an anxiety issue. It has to be a psychological issue. So the first thing we did was to take the gadgets out. Take the gadgets. Take everything out. It took us close to a year to actually work on this. And so now we are more informed. We understand the effects. We understand the type of conversations we should have.
Was it anxiety because she was using the gadgets?
Yes, it was anxiety. So what happened was that it was a combination of two things. So we have a different culture at home. We're a Christian family, right? So you go out there, we didn't regulate who you should connect with.
Mm.
So you're seeing people who could, you know, wear bikinis, people who could have boyfriends, people who were
at that age.
Yeah, at that age, 12, 13 years. Yeah, so you are connecting with, and you know what these young girls do on social media, very unregulated. So she started to feel inferior. So I was like, this is not you. What is really happening?
Wow.
Inferior. Sometimes you see, I said, what is really, it was a lot. So it was really about what, you know, the people she, you know, interacted with. And there was a lot of, you know, cyberbullying, people just coming in. Oh, are you sure your parents like you? Are you sure, like those type of twisting, mind twisting things. And if you have a child that you don't have any relationship with, they will easily believe the foreigner or the stranger over you. They can take your child away from you.
So she couldn't really manage all of that.
Yes, and yeah.
I see. So it can be serious.
Yeah.
Bra Kwame, are you there? Hello, Chami. Okay, Daniela will prompt.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Great. Once again, I mean, Charity and Paul have all given you and Annika a lot of props for the work you did with, you know, Sarah and Santi.
Thank you.
Yeah, especially so onboarding them onto social media. But question is, did you introduce them to it, or they came up with the fact that they wanted to be there?
Oh, we introduced them to social media. You know, my wife and I are all marketers, and if I'm allowed to say, we are all brand experts. So this is what we do. So our children woke up to see us working on social media. When both of them were born, we ran a communications company that built websites and managed social media pages for corporate. So that's all our conversations. So before throughout their cognitive years or formative years, we are talking social media. So we set up our social media platforms and we set it up for them. So immediately my child is born, the child gets a web registered domain name in their real names. They get all the social media platforms registered so that no one will take them and things like that. So, and we manage it. So when you go on their Facebook and Instagram pages, which we managed when we were much younger, it says, managed by mom. No DMs, please. Mom is watching, something like that. So even till date, when my son is posting something on Instagram especially, maybe he will show it to mom. Mom will okay it. Or when mom is posting, now he's 15, you know, he's a year 13 students. So we give him a bit more opportunity to post whatever he likes. But we gave them the onboarding, we gave them the permission, and we observed critically. And when we see that they are going wayward, we'll have the conversation again to try to bring them back. Sometimes we will snatch the laptop or snatch the gadget, and if you show good social behavior, then you get it back. So things like that.
Okay. I think Paul mentioned that it was important also for their social development for them to be on social media, and Charity agreed with it. Now I want to find out from you, why did you have, of course you said when they were babies, when they were born, why did you have the need, or you and your wife had the need, to create social media accounts for them even when they were that little? What was so important about it?
I think the world is changing completely. The world has changed. Now, for me personally, I think that the core purpose of life is to learn how to interact, how to relate. From humans to humans, boys and girls, humans and animals, humans and land. So social media pages are, I think that it is one of the key ways that people are going to interact. And as society becomes a bit more heterogenic, personal interaction is going to be lowered for computer interactions to increase, because people are going to be working. You are going to be living in Ghana and playing chess with someone in India, or your work partner will be in Sri Lanka or Turkey, and you must find a way to work with them as though they were standing next to you in an office.
Yeah.
So I am thinking that is where the world is going. Everything is becoming robotized. So I thought it was very important to introduce my children to the future of how they are going to interface the world. That's why I put them on social media.
I see. I mean, we're having these conversations also because our parents are listening. And if we're able to share, okay, we don't just sit down and say that your children are not supposed to be on social media. Why are they supposed to be there? What are they doing over there? I mean, some of these things are said out of ignorance. So you ask these questions, and if the reasons some parents are given, you think that, oh, okay, this is reasonable, and you want to introduce your child, then we are also talking about how safely you can do it. Okay. One of the things that, and I mean, Charity has said that it was a very traumatic moment for their family, so she didn't want to go into the details. But one of the things that can happen there, especially for girls, like Santi also mentioned, will be cyberbullying. Some people get abducted, because then you're having conversations with people, eventually I want to see you, and then, I mean, you have come to build trust in them because you've been having regular conversations with them, so you also want to see the person. Sexual exploitation is there. There are lots of negative things there as well. And remember that, especially so the age we are talking about, at age 13, if you're not doing it with all the controls, they are not so developed. They can easily be wooed and lured by some of these things. So the next leg of the conversation will be, okay, all three of you here who really understand the space are saying that there are positives to it. So from age below 12, you can introduce them to safe streaming apps, and you mentioned some of them. After 12, you can begin to onboard them to some of the main apps, but with a lot of parental control and regulations, right? And then as you go on, after Ochame's case, you regulate, you observe, and then you realize that they are maturing in the space, so you can begin to loosen the controls a little bit and give them the opportunity to do a few things. And the children have said that once you mess up, the controls are tightened again. And so there is a lot of regulation, and you haven't allowed the child to be on their own. But so this is how you introduce them. But then we also know that there are people who are also as smart as you. They know you are putting all the regulations there. They know you are putting all the controls there. But they also have ways of still trying to get the minds of your children. Now, how do we deal with all these negatives on social media when it comes to our children, to ensure that the reasons and the experiences we want them to have for putting them there doesn't go south? That's the next leg of the conversation I would want us to have. But quickly, let me do some sales whilst you think about it, and then I will come back for us to, you know, continue with the conversation. The joy of every parent is to see their children cheerful and hearty. And to achieve these desires, every parent needs to ensure that their children are given nutritious foods that has the essential nutrients and multivitamins which can promote their welfare. One of such nutritious beverages is Vitamilk soy milk drink. It is made from natural soybeans, which is a good source of plant protein, vitamins B1 and B2. It has no artificial coloring, no artificial flavorings, and no preservatives. And it's been around here for over 20 years. So go on and choose the Vitamilk Champ for your children, because it has plant proteins and it is nutritious, it is delicious, and very satisfying. Vitamilk also comes in its regular soy drink. You can have it in the energy, the multi cereal, which has no caffeine. It comes in the choco, the banana, the strawberry flavors as well. And you can buy it in the 250 ml or the 1 liter Tetra Pak. Vitamilk is indeed a nutritious beverage that feels good anywhere, anytime. A customer of Enterprise? If not, then this is the best time to join the Enterprise family, because guess what? Enterprise is excited to roll out their new loyalty programs, Enterprise Advantage Points. Now, Enterprise customers can rack up points and score awesome rewards just by making purchases, renewing policies, and more, all through their self-service portal or the Enterprise Advantage app. Just log on to your account, access Advantage Points, and start earning points for rewards like airtime, Momo, and more. Visit myenterprisegroup.net.gh or download the Enterprise Advantage app to get started. Join the Enterprise family now and purchase a policy today to ensure What's happening to me today? Join the Enterprise family now and purchase a policy today to enjoy this conclusive or to enjoy this offer. Enterprise Advantage Points, because nothing you do should be pointless. Enterprise, your advantage. Ghana, it's a saying. Are you a human resource practitioner or business executive interested in digital transformation and AI adoption? Then mark your calendars for the Global Conference of Human Resources in Africa. Join us on October 24 and 25 at the Stanley Labadi Beach Hotel to explore the emergence and dynamics of artificial intelligence and human resource technologies in Africa. Hear from Johnny C. Taylor Jr., President and CEO of SHRM Global, and other distinguished speakers from around the world, including Dr. Francis Eduku, CEO of CIHRM Ghana, Irene Asari, Global HR Executive and Board Member of the BBC News, David Sigawa, Group HR Director of Equity Bank Limited, and Dr. Najat El Mahdi, Chair of the Qatar HR Forum. Engage in interactive sessions, panel discussions, educational seminars, HR huddles, and more. And that's not all. On October 25th and 26th, join us for an exciting two-day excursion around Accra and Cape Coast. Sponsors and partners include Rigworld Solutions Limited, Axis Pension Trust, Delta Airlines, Adansa Travels, National Labour Commission, SHRM Global, CIHRM Ghana, SHRM Forum Ghana, and Strategic HR Professionals. Visit www.gchraafrica.com to register today. You can also call for inquiries on 055-401727. +347 384 7817 for more information. I also encourage you to discover the rich, creamy taste of Dano Milk that perfectly complements your breakfast to deliver that delightful flavor you've always craved. Dano Milk is fortified with vitamins A and D, and is also a source of protein, calcium, vitamins B2 and 12, potassium, phosphorus, and all of this will keep you nourished every day. Get your quality Dano Cool Cow instant powdered milk for an unparalleled taste experience and for your nourishment. Dano Milk, go for it. This advert, remember, is FDA approved.
Hello, Ohima.
Etisane.
Ayo.
Na edahin.
Mekwa chadi.
Eh, edie bensa.
Ah, krachi.
Anyway, make up a vitamin with the Ajujumako.
What a coincidence. This is no one amico to, and no one amino.
Hey, bra, wait, dear,
whoop for one. Oh, I'm off a
mint Sawara.
Vitamilk no, emu gehe pana we nijia.
Me pe Vitamilk banana and ni choco because I'm black and proud.
Hey, interesting. Me dia mi a regular guy. So wow.
When you kapow.
So wow. I can see we have something in common. Oh hima, yanko ni yanko try a Vitamilk connection. Udi a bo me kana metia. Ani biya se kwae down.
E kwae be.
Aha, namuni bribi. Vitamilk di fufro biya be kambusia ne wa ye friend of Vitamilk strawberry. Vitamilk feels good any. Anywhere, anytime. This advert is FDA approved.
Gasaba, gasaba. Smoke from firewood and charcoal is harmful and as damaging to our lungs as cigarettes. It can cause heart diseases leading to stroke and may even affect our eyesight in the long run. Grandmothers, mothers, sisters, wives, men, caterers, and everyone still cooking with charcoal, let's switch to LPG gas. The National Petroleum Authority has introduced the cylinder recirculation model in collaboration with local partners to make gas more accessible in all local communities. Whether you own a cylinder or not, join our CRM initiative. Simply show up at any exchange point near you with a small down payment to receive a filled cylinder or swap your empty one. Regular safety checks will be in place. Say a bisa musemo or gas. Afe die gasaba, gasaba. Switch from firewood and charcoal to gas for a better and healthier life. This message is brought to you by the National Petroleum Authority and the Ministry of Energy.
Just tuning in, you've missed quite a bit, but don't you worry. At Facebook, on Facebook at Joy 997, YouTube at Joy 997, you can catch all the conversation. So it's just the ongoing conversation that you've missed a bit, but you can always catch it. Now, you also want to send us a message. You have, you know, something to share with us. 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. Did I say 99 or 11? 055-1111-997. That's our WhatsApp line. We've been asking, is your child on social media? And we have had a lot of conversations. We spoke to Sir and Santi. Those are Ochame, Kwame and Anike's adorable children, very well-spoken children. And they shared their onboarding process with us and their experience with social media. My guests have all agreed that it was one of the best onboarding processes that their parents could ever take them through. And if you would want to, if you want your children to be on social media, they have said that it's okay that they are there, but you will have to do it with a lot of guidance. Okay, so from before age 12, there are safe streaming apps that you can sign them onto, and YouTube is one of them. So if they are children, there's the YouTube Kit and some other ones that they have mentioned. I'm sure I'll get them and share with you before we go. So those ones are safe for those young ones. Even then, there are lots of controls you can put in place. Then from age 13, you can begin to get them onto the main platforms. But then again, with a lot of parental controls and guidance. And in Ochami Kwame and his children's case, as they grow and whilst they regulate them and monitor them and realize that, okay, these people are responsible on social media, they begin to loosen the controls a little bit and give them a bit more flexibility. But then the children also mentioned that once you go off a little bit, then the controls are tightened again. They shared their experiences of how the girl Santi was cyberbullied, and but then because this was done with her parents, her mother got in and dealt with the situation quickly. She cried a little bit, but I mean, mommy was there. They knew what you were going through. And interestingly, these things happen a lot. It was a known person who was bullying her. You know, she talked about the fact that she was disappointed, but then her parents were there to support because they approved of their being there. And that, for us, is very important. Now, I am asking, regardless of all these things that you will do right, sometimes it still goes wrong. Charity shared her story of how she admits that they didn't onboard their child right and it affected her. So the other two, they're going through strict processes that this doesn't happen. Paul shared the fact that he didn't allow his children to have phones until after secondary school. So the younger one is still in secondary school.
Yes.
So he doesn't have a gadget of his own.
No, he doesn't.
Uh-huh. But he is still very smart.
Absolutely.
And he can get around things.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So these things are there. You can put all the controls and things in place and they can still find ways to bypass them. Sir shared some other very interesting points about the fact that they were warned about certain platforms, pornographic sites, baiting and betting sites, and he mentioned another one. They were asked not to go there, and I asked, don't you feel tempted simply because you've been told? He says, yes, the temptation is there, but you will have to respect yourself, obey your parents, and ensure that you're doing the right thing. And again, your parents are monitoring, they've got their eyes on you. So you do what is right. And so, I mean, these are very good ways that you can do these things. But question again remains that what if there are bullies out there. There are people who will still find ways and means to want to exploit your children sexually. There are still people who would introduce your children to things that you wouldn't want them to be introduced to. People have been abducted. I know of some of those ones, you know, all because of social media. So how do we deal with these ones? And this is how I would want us to end this one. I'll start with you, Paul, on this one.
Okay, so, you know, I'll just circle back a little bit. Social media is not negative. And the way the discussion is going, it's like it's a very dangerous place.
We have actually established that it can be a safe place.
Yes.
If we make it a safe place.
Absolutely.
And it is safe with your involvement.
Absolutely.
It can only be that dangerous if you just allow the children to just do anything.
Exactly.
Great.
Exactly. And you know, I wanted to commend Ochiame Kwame. You see, there's a lot of money to be made on social media.
And I wanted him to say that, but he didn't say it.
You know, I teach a course in digital marketing, okay? And you get people who have had a certain misconception about social media. Then later in life, in their 40s and 50s, they come and sit in my class wanting to learn how to make money on social media. Now, you can put in the controls. There are tech controls you can use.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've mentioned the parental controls on the apps that the children use.
Okay,
we also have certain apps that can track and monitor the kids' activity online.
Okay.
And can even block certain sites.
Okay,
so those apps are there. When you set them up, when the kid tries to go into those spaces,
they won't,
and then you can get notified.
Okay.
You can use that, yes. Then you can also use device level controls. So that is where you control their screen time.
Mm.
When they go beyond their regulated screen time, they can be locked out. So you have all those things. Then also, even on if you have a router in the house, for instance, where the kids hook up to, you can institute controls on that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.